to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. In this episode, we're looking at backdoors and paper wallets. That's correct, backdoors and paper wallets. Now, this article comes to us from Coindesk.com. The title says, Bitcoin paper wallet backdoor responsible for millions in missing funds, research suggests. And then it says under the subtitle, at least 124.85 BTC appear to have been swept from wallets generated by the website. And the article's by Colin Harper. It begins by saying, BitcoinPaperWallet.com appears to feature a backdoor in its code that shares private keys for its wallets with anyone who has access to the website's backend. CoinDesk has spoken to Bitcoin Paper Wallet users who collectively claim to have lost millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin. Blockchain analysis shows these funds flowing to Binance and Poloniex exchanges. The unfortunate scenario is a reminder that in most cases, web-based Bitcoin wallet generators should be avoided in favor of vetted Bitcoin wallet software and hardware. Now, this is some really scary stuff. We talked about this in a podcast earlier about the viability of paper wallets and some of the dangers. And this is a problem when you're generating these paper wallets off the computer that somebody could have a back door. Now it says here it was just past midnight on January 7th, 2021 when Nick Wendell, a pseudonym, lost $500,000 in Bitcoin. Wow, could you imagine that? Bitcoin's price was roaring toward $40,000 and Wendell was moving some of his Bitcoin to a paper wallet generated by BitcoinPaperWallet.com. These wallets allow you to store your private key on a PDF that can be printed out or saved as a computer file. Within a minute of depositing 14.5 Bitcoin, worth over $500,000 at the time, and now worth over $700,000, it was all gone. Someone had swept the funds from Wendell's wallet after playing blockchain hopscotch across multiple addresses, sent them to the Binance exchange. The situation sent Wendell's world spinning. Quote, within 1 minute, I realized what happened, and it felt like I was falling but wouldn't hit the ground for several minutes. I remember walking in circles around the kitchen as if I were dizzy, Wendell told the CoinDesk. Wendell is one of at least a half a dozen users who claim to have lost dizzying sums to the paper wallet. A quick Google search reveals posts on Reddit, Bitcoin Talk, and elsewhere that tell several individual accounts of a multi-million dollar collective heist. Someone with access to the site appears to be filching users' funds through a backdoor in the code that gives them access to private keys. Now, this is something that we have to be aware of when you don't know who you're dealing with. This is something that could just happen. And myself, I don't know why you would put $500,000 on one paper wallet. I really don't. It says here, in fact, some users of the most popular Bitcoin paper wallet generator on Google's search ranking claim to have collectively lost millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin over the past 2 years, CoinDesk has learned. It's poetic, if tragic, something called a paper wallet is so fragile. While it might seem intuitively sensible to store your Bitcoin offline on a slip of paper or a USB drive to protect it from hackers, doing so can be fraught with risk. Well, yes, it can be, but we have to remember that what you're storing is the address for your Bitcoin. You're not storing the actual Bitcoin in that piece of paper. So if you're driving that piece of paper from a computer website, if you're driving that address from a computer website, then very easily the person that gives you that address could be keeping a copy for themselves. So you have to really stop and think about this. You're not keeping the actual Bitcoin stored on that piece of paper or on that hard drive or wherever. You're simply storing a copy of the address. And if somebody else has a copy for that address, and they also have your public and private keys, they can go and claim your Bitcoin. And it's going to probably be pretty hard to catch the thieves. Now, it says here in the article, before loss or degradation, a couple of risks associated with storing Bitcoin this way. The primary concern is private key generation. In other words, how you are creating your private keys. If you're using a third-party software to generate a paper wallet, you're trusting that the generator creates the private key securely. If the software isn't honest, then your wallet is vulnerable at its core. It says here, the BitcoinPaperWallet.com backdoor. According to security researchers, BitcoinPaperWallet.com sends a copy of every private key it generates on behalf of its users to the site's servers. Whoever has access to the Bitcoin Paper Wallet's back end can then access these keys and steal the funds associated with wallets generated on the site. Colin and Brian Alls, two brothers who run the Privacy Pros blog, nearly purchased the website last year. But after they were tipped off to the series of heists during the negotiation process, they began investigating it for fraud and published their findings on their blog. If you have the MetaMask or MyEther wallet extensions installed on your computer, the app will automatically redirect you to a page warning you that BitcoinPaperWallet.com is unsafe. According to MetaMask, the site is registered on their domain warning list because it has been explicitly identified as a malicious site. In May of last year, Ethereum wallet provider MyCrypto released a video and tweet thread warning about vulnerability in Bitcoin Paper Wallet, which creates a backdoor that leaves you at risk of your funds being stolen. It goes on, it says, there's a Bitcoin Paper Wallet generator that has a backdoor that leaves you at risk of your funds being stolen. The site is BitcoinPaperWallet.com, and then it has a little video of it. Let me tell you something. If you're trying to store Bitcoin, even if it's, no matter the amount, whatever the amount is significant to you. I don't care if it's $100 or, in this case, this gentleman, $500,000. You want to take the time to make sure that you're putting this Bitcoin in a secure wallet. This guy would have been better off to have left his Bitcoin on a site like Coinbase, as far as I'm concerned, than to have put it onto a paper wallet that had been generated by a company that he didn't really know anything about. If you're going to put significant amounts of Bitcoin onto a wallet, be sure that you know who creates a wallet. Are these people accountable? Is your money safe? This is the sort of thing you need to do some research into before just blindly trusting people. There are a lot of bad people online. Now it says, the Olds brother mentioned that the code for this particular exploit no longer exists in Bitcoin Paper Wallet's build, but something new has replaced it. And people are still losing money because someone is actively changing the backdoor once the current exploit is published widely. CoinDesk spoke with some of the wallet's victims. One who asked to remain anonymous had made incremental deposits into his wallet throughout August 2020. On the 21st of the month, his funds were gone, on their way to the Binance exchange. I believe Binance, you're going to find, is an Asian exchange, and that's another thing. You know, people do complain sometimes about the regulations, the know your customer rules that we have to abide by in the United States. But that can also be a good thing because it's going to make thieves less likely to deposit stolen currency on an exchange like, say, Kraken or Gemini or Coinbase, which conform to know your customer laws in this country. Now, so just another thing to think about. I mistook it for another legit website that I had used years ago. Basically, I Googled Bitcoin Paper Wallet, and this scam comes up first, I told CoinDesk. Another victim interviewed by CoinDesk lost 50 BTC in December. The person deposited funds into a wallet generated by the website, went to get a COVID-19 test, and came back to find an empty wallet address. Still another, also asked to remain anonymous, lost 1.8 BTC in May 2019. One user on Reddit reported losing BCH to the site as well. Now, think about it. These people are losing significant amounts of money, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Just because it's Bitcoin, just because it's an electronic form of wealth, stop and think about what that money means to you before you just drop it off onto a paper wallet somewhere that's been created by somebody you don't know. You know, we talk about know your customer laws in this country. Well, how about know your exchange laws? How about know your wallet owner laws? That's your Bitcoin. Before you entrust someone to create an address for that Bitcoin, before you entrust somebody with $500,000, take some time to do some research. I don't care if you had to spend a week or a month. How much time is it worth to you to prevent $500,000 from being stolen. You know, and some of these folks bought this Bitcoin, I'm sure, maybe it was $10, $20 for a Bitcoin. And now, 8, 10, 12 years later, it's worth $500,000. Sure, maybe you didn't invest that whole $500,000, but that $500,000 is real money. It's real money to the thieves. So think about it like real money, treat it like real money, respect it like real money, and do the research that you know. Your banker is supposed to know you. Well, you need to know your banker. And your Bitcoin wallet, that is your banker. That wallet is your bank. Know who created that wallet. Know who the people are in that company. Know something about them. Do the research. It says, when you create a Bitcoin wallet, you have to generate a private key that gives you access to and control over the wallet. To do this, most wallet software uses a random number generator that multiplies one really long random number by another to generate a private key. One Reddit user, Senior Curioso, diagnosed how Bitcoin paper wallet's key generation process appears to be used to steal funds in this Reddit thread. Per the explanation, the wallet generator automatically creates the seed for you when you load it up. When you load the wallet generator from the server, it dynamically embeds 60 random numbers, seeds which hide in the HTML as test keys, Curioso said. Curioso told CoinDesk that the test key is in fact the wallet's private key. When you generate one of Bitcoin wallets to create the private key yourself, you have to move your mouse across a pop-up window to create the randomness needed to generate a cryptographically secure key. But when the generator makes your wallets, Curioso explained, the cryptographically secure random seed you made by moving your mouse around is ignored. Instead, those test keys are used as seeds to generate predictable public and private keys. The proof, if you eliminate all but one of the test keys in the HTML code, the wallet will simply generate the same private and public key over and over. There is no randomness. Since these keys are likely saved on Bitcoin Paper Wallet's server, anyone who has access to the site's backend can sweep them at will, he concluded. A developer for Privacy Pros vetted Curioso's findings and confirmed the presence of the backdoor code. He added the test key code for generating the private key behind a user's back isn't present in the source code on the Bitcoin Paper Wallet's GitHub, originally authored by the creator. The backdoor code had been added at a later date. Dustin Dermer, an independent Bitcoin developer and researcher, verified the findings. Up until 2018, Bitcoin Paper Wallet was owned and operated by Canton Becker, but it was sold to Sarkis Sarkassian in April of that year. It wasn't until after the sale that people began reporting losses from wallets generated on the site. Now it goes on and talks a little bit about who owns it and this and that and some of the scams that happen. The whole point of this article is, no matter what kind of wallet you use, whether it's one of the crypto wallets that are offered online, I've talked about Coinami, whether you're leaving it on your Coinbase account or your Gemini account or whatever, some people say you shouldn't do that, whether you are loading this onto one of the UBS offline storage units or paper wallet, you need to make sure that nobody else has access to your private keys but you. Do the research, do the time, find out what wallet works for you, and for crying out loud, whatever you do, don't get hooked up with one of these fly-by-out outfits that you don't even know what country that they're located in. And once again, this article is from Coindesk.com, and the headline says, Bitcoin Paper Wallet Backdoor Responsible for Missing Millions in Missing Funds, Research Suggests, and it looks like a pretty strong suggestion to me. Until next time, this is Cryptocurrency News, not financial advice.